We're doing Melachim. We had just started, and we had seen how Shlomo had told Shimi not to leave the city, and when Shimi's servants ran away to Gat, Shimi himself went to bring them back, and Shlomo HaMelech called him in and said, I made you promise that you don't leave Yerushalayim, and I told you that the day you leave, you will be killed. And you agreed. And why didn't you keep the promise? Why didn't you keep what I ordered you? And so,
if they wouldn't have been brave, what would have been the situation?
He probably would have killed them then.
What?
He probably would have killed them then.
What do you
don't have a choice to disagree with the king.
What?
That's not an option to disagree with the king. So Shimi ben Gera, even though he's the head of Sanhedrin, he was Shlomo's Rebbe, Shlomo tells him, you know all the evil that you did to David my father, and Hashem should pay you back for it. And my throne should be established, and I shouldn't have any suffering from what I'm about to do to you. And then he called his chief general, the Kohen ben Yoda, who took him out and killed him. So now Shlomo killed his own Rebbe, Shimi ben Gera. After everything Shimi did to David, Shimi dies this violent death. And the next
so
pasuk.
So told him that you know what you did to David before,
yeah.
Yep. Before he killed him?
Yeah. So, what?
You told him.
Yeah. The next pasuk tells us, the very next pasuk, that Shlomo married King Pharaoh's daughter. He married an Egyptian woman who did gir, but her gir wasn't sincere. So, Chazal tell us that had. So long as Shlomo had his Rebbe alive next to him, he never married him. It was only once his Rebbe died that he didn't marry him. So even though Shlomo killed his Rebbe, Chazal say, so long as Shimi was alive, Shlomo listened to his Rebbe Shimi. He had respect for him. When he had to kill him, he killed him. He was the king of Israel. But until that day, he had such respect for him that so long as his Rebbe was alive, he would have never married Pharaoh's daughter. And so Chazal say a person should always try to live next to their Rebbe if they're going to listen to him. If they have respect for them and they're going to listen to them, so the fact that you're next to him is, on some level, it's a good pressure. Yeah?
I mean, you can understand that he could override the ruling of his father because you should not do something that is not good for you, but he's also the king, and probably the public knew, no? Or am I mistaken?
The public knew that one.
That he should have...
His father told him, find a way to kill him. He didn't tell him, kill him right now. His father told him, find a way. So what was his way? He used his wisdom. He told Shimi, everything's okay. You're just not allowed to leave Jerusalem. You leave Jerusalem, you die.
Was that public?
I don't know. I don't know if everyone knew David's final command to Shlomo. I don't know if everyone knew the final speech David said to him. Anyways, he was a 12-year-old. People weren't in such a rush to see him killing people. You know, Shlomo came to the throne at 12. He executes Shimi at 15. Now, the pasuk... Yeah, it took 3 years till Shimi... Well, it was up to Shimi. 3 years later, Shimi left the city.
I mean, he could fulfill the order of his father in the end of his life. What's the point? I don't understand.
He told Shimi, don't leave Jerusalem. It was up to Shimi to stick to it. The second Shimi crossed it, he killed him. He left it up to Shimi how long he would live. Shimi could have lived a longer life. It was up to him. But Shlomo knew psychologically, you tell a person, don't step beyond that, it's going to be very hard for him not to step beyond that. At some point, he's going to break. At some point, people test their limits. That's the nature of the human being. So, the pasuk tells us rebuke over Shlomo, that he hasn't yet built the temple. The pasuk's telling us that he detained the building of the temple, and that was improper. And the pasuk also tells us that he loved to go in the way of Hashem. And the building of the Beit HaMikdash, the pasuk holds against Shlomo simply that it took him 4 years to get to it. Meaning he should have done it right away. Now Shlomo goes up to Givon and he brings a sacrifice and Hashem appears to him in a dream and Hashem says, what would you like? And the Medrash says, what's this similar to? The king that has an officer that he likes and he tells the officer, what would you like? Do you want me to give you a city? Do you want me to give you a province? Do you want me to give you a wealth? Do you want me to give you cattle? And the officer says, no, I don't want any of that. All I want is your daughter's hand in marriage. So the king says, smart move. You get my daughter, you got all of the above. Same thing, Shlomo HaMelech. God asks Shlomo, what do you want? Shlomo says, you've done such kindness with my father, you've done such kindness to me that I'm sitting on his throne, so I'm responsible for this nation, I'm a young lad, I don't know things that well, what I need is, this is a great nation, give me the heart to judge them correctly, to understand what's right and wrong. Who could judge such a heavy nation? And Hashem says, that's what you asked for. You didn't ask me to conquer the enemies. You didn't ask me for wealth. All you asked was to understand so you could judge them fairly. I'll give you that. I will give you a heart that's with such understanding, none before you or after you will arise like you. And I'll give you everything you didn't ask for either. The wealth, the honor. No one will have honor like you will have honor. If you go in the way of my mitzvos and keep the mitzvos, I will give you longevity. Now there's a machlokas rishonim, what happened in this dream? Was this dream prophetic or not? Was it Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah? The Miri is of the opinion that Shlomo HaMelech never had Nevuah, and that's why his Sfarim are all in Ksuvim. None of his Sfarim made it to Nevi'im. All of Shlomo HaMelech's Sfarim, Mishlei, Shir Shirim, Koheles, they're all in Ksuvim. Even this dream was a dream. It was Ruach HaKodesh. It wasn't Nevuah. That's the Miri's opinion. And of course, not everyone agrees with that. To be continued, Bezat Hashem, next week.